Most recreational bowlers probably don't know or even care about the floor they bowl on, but for professionals, it can be an issue of contention. Teams have even walked out of facilities when they found out the surface they were playing on was not synthetic. So what is different about synthetic lanes? Chuck DeGaro of Madison Bowl in Cincinnati explains.
It's a little bit more cost-effective to go to a synthetic lane. They're a little bit more durable than a wood lane. Wood lanes you have to have resurfaced either every year or every other year. On a synthetic lane, you have a lot of friction, and friction creates hook, and hook is what kind of helps you knock the pins down.
Synthetic lanes have more hook at the back of the lane near the pins, whereas hook on a wooden lane occurs more gradually. How does this affect bowlers?
If you ask people that bowl on wood, they like a wood lane. If you ask people that bowl strictly on synthetic, they're going to say they like a synthetic lane. Depending on how the house or the center oils their lanes, your average can be maybe 5 or 10 pins higher on a synthetic lane.
I contacted the United States Bowling Congress to see if this change has affected any league rules.
There's no specification competition-wise as far as wood or synthetic. For a lane surface to be legal, we require a certain way that a lane has to be oiled or dressed. As far as higher scoring, there's really no data to prove that there is a higher scoring on wood or synthetic.
Still, DeGaro insists that average scores have gone up.
Scores have gone through the roof. It used to be a 300 game, which is a perfect game in bowling, was very rare. Now there's one every once a week, sometimes 3 and 4 a week. All the records have come down, and it has a lot to do with the lanes, but it also has a lot to do with the new bowling balls that they're creating. It's basically a reactive resin compound, just high score ability, not real user-friendly, but you put these balls in a higher average bowler, a 200-plus average bowler, and it's like throwing a stick of dynamite down the lane. They're unbelievable. Hitting power and carrying power on a strike.
But despite advances in equipment, there's no substitute for learning the skills.
Learn how to do the game. Go to a bowling center that provides coaching and learn how to do it the right way. It's very easy to get caught up into a piece of bowling equipment that doesn't fit your game. No matter what you do, you won't be able to score. So A, you need to get lessons, and B, go to a well-known pro shop and have a ball drilled for you.
For WNKU, I'm Sarah Nickum.